Hello and welcome. My name is Gino Barbaro. I'm one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino. And in this how-to lesson, we're going to be discussing, is now the right time to be investing in real estate and multifamily? And for me, the answer is unequivocally yes. Now is the right time for several reasons. Let me get on the first one. It's always the right time to buy real estate. You can't always sell real estate. And right now we're seeing that a lot of deals are coming to market and they're sitting there. They're not selling. These prices are going to be resetting right now because there's a lot more deal flow that's going to be coming on in the market right now. Now, let me take you back to Jake and myself when we bought our very first deal. We partnered in 2011. Now, for those of you that have short-term memories, back in 2011, you could ask yourself, is that the right time to get into real estate? Most people would have said no. Now, looking back, they wish they had. Are you one of them? That's sitting there saying, man, I should have bought more multifamilies. I should have bought more real estate back in 2011. Well, now's your opportunity. 2024 and 25 are shaping up to be like what 2011 and 2012 were. So it's really important to understand the mindset. As everyone's leaving the exits, it's time for you to go the other way and start getting into the entrances of this multifamily real estate cycle. Back then, it was the buyer's market cycle. Right now, we're entering the buyer's market cycle again. And how do I know that? Because all of a sudden, deals are starting to appear on LoopNet. I hadn't had a deal in years on LoopNet or these other websites. Right now, brokers are having these deals. They're calling you back. In 2011 and 2012 and 13 and 2014, brokers were very responsive. That was part of the market cycle, was the buyer's market cycle. And guess what? We're back at that right now. Brokers are calling us. They're saying, hey, Jake, as you know, please put in offers on this deal. There's not as much, what do you want to say, demand, or there's not as much anticipation for deals to be done right now because they know the deals that are out there right now, a lot of these deals are not performing as they were in 2011. So these people who are syndicating deals can't raise capital, or it's a lot more difficult to raise capital. So there's not as much demand for the asset. That's really, really important. And what I think is really cool to see, if you've lived long enough and you've seen these market cycles, 2011, 2012, 2013, when we started, it wasn't the right time in a lot of people's minds. It was the right time for me. So you need to be asking yourself the hard question. Is it the right time for you? And if you're ready mentally, you have a business plan, you have a frame, you have that framework, the buy right, the manage right, the finance right, you've learned the business, you learned the process. This is one of the better times in the past decade that is just an immense opportunity. Because I'm going to ask you a very simple question. Back in 2018, how many people thought the market was at a high? I would say most people listening to this right now would say, yeah, 2018 seemed a little frothy. How about 2019? Oh, Gino, we're at a high in 2019. How about 2020? Well, COVID hit. We're at a high now, Gino. And the reason why I can say that is our students have been saying that. And we've been saying that for a while. I think just COVID accelerated certain factors of what's going on in the market. And on top of that, COVID just lengthened the market cycle. The government printed so much money that it's not that we were wrong. The timing was wrong. But more importantly, in 2021, the market's at a high. 2022, the market's at a high. We have to jump in. We've been saying this for a while. And for all of you that said, hey, I'm going to wait until the sidelines, until the market crashes, there's a lot of people that I've heard say that. Well, now is the opportunity. The market is starting to shift. So now is the opportunity to get in because it doesn't happen all at once. Picture a dam. You've got a dam holding back water. What's happening is you'll see certain little leaks in that dam. Over time, it gets a little bit weaker. The water level rises. The dam is strong enough to hold it back. That's what 2021 and 2022 were. The dam was being held back. You'd see some deals go through, some wouldn't go through. But all of a sudden, at one point, picture 2008 and 2009, that dam breaks because it just can't support the water anymore. The strength, the foundation has cracked. And the dam breaks and it happens so quick. That's why I'm here to tell you right now, if you're serious about getting to any type of real estate, you need to do it now because real estate is a relationship-based business. You're going to start having to cultivate investors. You're going to start talking about raising capital. You're going to start looking at raising and looking for deals as well. You're doing two things in real estate, whether you're in a single family home investor, multifamily, you're a self-storage, whatever it is, you're always sourcing for deals and you're sourcing for capital. And that needs two things. You need to have relationships and you need to have the knowledge or the experience to do that. Education times action equals your results. You need to start getting educated right now. You need to learn how to buy right, manage right, and finance right. We're going to talk about that in a few seconds. Let me hold off on that. But also, you're going to need to get out there, pick a market. Right now is the opportunity to pick a market and become an expert in that market. Once you're an expert in that market, the second step is to opt in and to learn all of the brokers in that market. So as these deals come online, because residential and multifamily, there are some differences. And one of the differences is that you need to know the brokers in the market. It's not like a big MLS. LoopNet was the MLS. And as you're seeing, LoopNet's getting some action now because the brokers have these deals. They've showed them to all of their buyers. Their buyers are like, I'm not paying that price. The sellers are still stubborn on that price. The broker has no choice but to list it on LoopNet. And that's what's happening right now. So you need to right now get involved, start meeting other brokers, start talking to other investors, start going to events, start networking with other multifamily investors, building the team. Now is the time to start building the team. So when the opportunities come, you're not saying to yourself, I've got this deal, but I don't have the capital for it. I need to start raising. If you found a deal and you don't have investors, it's too late. You need to have a substantive relationship with these investors before you can start raising capital for the deal and showing them that deal. So start today by talking to investors, by learning the framework. And the real problem, the real opportunity in this market is that investors have violated the third pillar that we talk about in our framework. Buy right, they haven't been buying these assets very well. The manage right portion, a lot of these assets are coming back. The last few years, they haven't really had to manage them as efficiently because rents have been going up. It was, you can put an apartment on apartments.com and get it rented in 24 hours, boom, done. But the finance right, all of a sudden deals didn't work on traditional financing. So something called bridge financing. If you can think of a bridge going from this property to over, bridge financing is giving you 24 or 36 months with some type of financing where you can get the property stable and then refinance it to debt. Refinance it to whether Fannie or Freddie or a community bank. Traditionally, you're going from that bridge to the agency. Well, what happened was you were getting bridge financing at 3.5%, and the government and the Fed, Federal Reserve, they decided to raise interest rates in 24 months over the largest increase that they've have done in history, or pretty close to that. Rates are now 8.5% and 9%. So that investor was underwriting for possibly 5% or 6%, and now it's at 9%. And if they have to go out and buy rate caps at that rate to keep those rates down a little bit, it's so prohibitively expensive. And or they're saying to themselves, if I want to sell, they can't sell because the property's not stabilized. So there's the opportunity. And you're going to see this opportunity over the next 2 years because you have over $400 billion of loans coming due this year, 2024, and you have around the same amount in 2025. So you're going to have these loans coming due. These operators not being able to stabilize these properties, and they're going to have to sell at a loss. And then if we talk about the rest of commercial real estate, let's not talk about the office sector because that sector is blowing up as we speak. If you don't have pristine, class A, new build in a great area, you're going to have trouble holding on to those assets. A lot of people are not going to want to take on that debt, and you're going to go out there. They don't know how to actually put a valuation on an office right now because you still have people that are not returning to work. They're still working from home. So if you're a business that has 50,000 square feet, let's say, in a suburban market, and your employees are coming in 2 to 3 days a week, you're going to say to yourself, huh, how can I go from 50,000 to 25,000 to save? And that's going on right now. So office is going to have its problems. So the debt markets are going to have problems in office. That lends the opportunity in multifamily. It's always a good time. And the other reason why, let's talk about seller financing. Another something that was very similar when Jake and I started back in 2011. Our very first deal had some seller carryback. Well, we just did a deal in the beginning of 2023 that had a portion of seller carryback. It's a creative financing technique that sellers use when their properties are distressed and they need to sell their property. And that's what happened in 2011 and 12 and 13 and 2014. We even did a seller finance deal in 2015 that had a big component of seller carryback. That is what happens when you are in the buyer's market. And that's what's going on. We're shifting slowly back into the buyer's market. You're seeing what's going on. The other thing that I see that's very similar back in 2011, 2012, and right now, syndication, raising capital was more challenging back then because investors didn't have the appetite. They already were in deals that were not performing. Well, let's fast forward to today and the next 12 to 24 months. We're seeing that happen right now. So it's starting to line up right now what we had back in the early 2010, 11, and 12. Once again, I keep referencing that time period because they're just very similar. Back then, I think banks were in a lot more trouble. I think, you know, multifamily as a whole was okay. But as we're seeing right now, there's a lot more what we would say distress in multifamily because of this bridge financing. And that's the great opportunity. That's the opportunity. So now how do you get started? Education, I said, times action. Well, that action is important, but at Jake and Gino, we teach implementation. I think coaching is so crucial to learning how to implement in multifamily business. I've had multiple mentorships when I was early on with Jake, and I, you know, Jake's not on right now, and I always like to joke around, but when Jake and I partnered, he didn't know about multifamily. I was the one who knew. I had life before Jake. Then I made so many mistakes. I didn't have the process. I didn't have the framework. Then when I met Jake, it's like, wow, I've learned a lot. Let's use this framework of buy right, manage right, finance right. At Jake and Gino, we're going to teach you not only about the process, but we're going to teach you to implement the process. You always hear knowledge is power. Great. Knowledge is great. Knowledge is everywhere. But if you're not implementing that knowledge, then you're not going to get anything. It's not worth it. That's why it's important. Education times action or implementation equals results. You're going to need a community for networking and teamwork. One thing that I learned about multifamily is that multifamily is a team sport. And another thing that I learned about multifamily early on, once Jake and I started scaling up, it really is an entrepreneurial venture. It's really all about becoming an entrepreneur, learning systems, learning how to scale the business. That's why the Mandrake portion is so important. And ultimately, framework, buy right, manage right, finance right. I hope that I've convinced you on this podcast right now that now is the opportunity. It's always the opportunity, especially when you're ready. But really right now, for being able to buy deals and being able to have brokers call you back and have opportunities on the table where numbers are starting to make sense, where you can actually buy these deals on what we call the 1% rule, buying on actuals, that's coming back. And it's okay. Just try to block out all that noise of the skies falling. If you go back in time, sky's always been falling. There's so much negativity out in the media because it's easy. It attracts people. Pull the negativity away. Start taking a look at these deals. Start getting involved in multifamily. Start calling brokers. I want you to go to jakeandgino.com. Get more information on how you can take your next steps into multifamily. And once again, now is the right time. Listen, so thankful that you're on here, that you're able to listen to me. Let's make 2024 and 2025, the next 2 years, awesome in multifamily. Thanks, everyone.